This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hey chickens, we are into part 9 of the cyber finale and we are halfway through the Timeless Children finale. Stop saying finale. Sorry, it's talking to myself. I keep saying finale. It's driving me crazy. Anyway, we last time the Cybermen were saying they're going to shoot the kid if Koshamas and Raya don't give themselves up. And they're like, we're coming, we're giving ourselves up. And then they hear the shots and they're like, oh no. So they arrive and there's Cybermen standing there. But there are other Cyberman bodies on the ground. And Ryan's like, I don't understand. And then one of the Cybermen removes their head. It's Yaz. Ah, and she's like, how about now? Meanwhile, the master is looking through the conversion chambers on the cyber ship. And he's like, oh, they're perfect. And the master's like, I've heard a lot about this Siberium. And the Shard's like, oh, look, the Siberium won't leave me while I live. So, you know, because the master's like, I want to show me a bit of leg, Siberium. Show me what you're made of. And he's like, yeah, I have to be dead. So the master makes him into a dolly. Siberium starts floating in the sky just next to his head. The master's like, ooh, pretty. He thought the death particle would activate when he compressed, when he tissue compressed a shard. And he's like, oh, I thought this was it. I thought it was all going to be over, you know, finally. And I'm like, oh, this is bleak. Like, that is a really difficult scene. Like, it's quite full on. Like, you kind of go, oh, so all of the master's behavior all this time, the reason, I guess, you know, he's kind of letting on the reason he stuffs up his plan so often and is close to being executed or, you know, killed is because he has like a terrible death wish. Anyway, the master's like holding the little Ashard dolly. He's like, ah, I should have said someone needs to cut you down to size and then zapped him. Trigger happy. Oh, well, next time. Oh my God, that's what it's like being a comedian. Like, someone, you're talking to someone in the front row and you're like, oh, like on the way home, you're like, oh, I should have said that when they said this. But the best thing about being a comedian is then you have another gig the next night and someone will probably say the same thing and you can go, oh, I've got one ready for you, mate. This is why some people are really good at audience heckles, because it's like, yep, I was prepared from the time that happened and I was not prepared. Like, it's like being a scout, I suppose. Anyway, the master tells the Siberium he has the whole matrix of the Time Lords. So he is like, with all your knowledge and all my knowledge, imagine how amazing we could be. And Then they merge and he screams. He's like, rah! As he starts turning all silver and weird and glowy. Meanwhile, the master that's in the Matrix, multitasking, not doing a good job of it, obviously, asks the doctor if it's hurting, finding out that she's the timeless child. He goes, because it really hurt him. And she's like, this is lies. And she goes, I know my life. I know who I am. And the master's like, you don't. Your life's been hidden. The Time Lords wanted a noble creation myth. And the doctor's like, I remember growing up with you. Like, and he's like, yeah, that happened. It just wasn't the first time. And the master is infuriated. He's like, you know, you always behaved like you were different, like you were special. And you were. He's furious. And he's also really angry because everything he is because of the doctor. Yeah, that's ugly. And then she's like, well, I want to see the rest. And she's like pushing him to the ground. Like when I say she wants to see the rest, she's furious. Like she's like, I want to see the rest. And they have like seriously all the scenes where it's just the two of them. Like I want to watch a whole episode where they're locked in a cave together and just, you know, niggle each other until they both snap. Anyway, she's like, I've got a right to know my own life. So he clicks his fingers. And they're in like a little meeting thing. It's the new Tiki Tiki Tata Tek Tayun, and the man one, and the kind of like grown up, like older teenager, timeless child. They're sitting in an office with this woman with heaps of makeup on and weird headdress. And she's like, you know, the Time Lords have a strict non-intervention policy. And then the doctor has flashbacks to being Brendan, and it's in the same kind of situation, the same, like, you know, Tek Tayun being the parent and the timeless child being the kid, and so the dad and Brendan facing the policeman. Like, it's like, whoa, what's going on here? And then you find out that there is the doctor's with something called the Division, and the doctor's like, I've seen these images of Ireland in my head. What are they? Meanwhile, we're back in this room with the Time Lord with all the face makeup on, saying the Division does not exist. It doesn't have operatives. We're not here right now. And then goes, I propose. And then it all goes blurry and pixelated, and then it's redacted. And the doctor's like, it's my life. How much of this was lost? And so the glitches of Ireland and the weird, you know, falling off the cliff and all that, apparently that was Tek Tayun putting a filter over it. So if anyone looked into the Matrix, they would see that and think nothing of it because it's not Time Lord history. The Master says he was projecting them into her mind while she was tackling the Cybermen. Ah, so like in the last episode, every time we saw an image of Ireland and Brendan's ginger life, that was actually happening because the Master was sending it to her. Oh, right. Because they didn't have harp music or anything to tell us that it was a flashback or that it was from the Doctor's point of view. Because at the time, it's confusing. It's like, is this a shard? Is this like the first Cyberman? Is this what's going to happen with all this stuff? So, oh, I don't think I got that even the last two times I watched this. Or because, again, like I said, so many big, big things happen in this episode. Lots of like little moments like this get completely lost. Anyway, weird. The Master's like, you know, I think Tek Tayun left these for you to decode one day, for the Doctor to decode. And the Doctor then is inside Brendan's mind, like she's in that moment standing behind the little clock, which was the end of the episode, the little clock on the table, while Brendan's mind is being wiped by his dad and his old boss. And on the back of the clock is an engraving that says, for services to the Division. The Master asks how many lives she's had. He seems quite resentful, and then he's like, wake up. And then she's back in the paralysis field in the capital, like with the rings around her, the bright light rings. The Master says he kept the bodies when he killed the Time Lords. So he says Time Lord organics that can regenerate in cyber armor, the perfect army. And then the Time Lord Cybermen come in. They're Cybermen, obviously. They look like Cybermen, but they've got the big headdresses that Time Lords wear, and they've got like big Time Lord robes on, and kind of engraved on their faces are those Gallifreyan symbols. Like, it's kind of a, I kind of like the design. Like, the first time I saw it, I was like, oh, this is terrible. But now that I've had time to get used to it, I'm like, no, it's camp and hilarious. Also, they're made by the Master, joined with the Cyberium. And the Master is the campest character who has ever been in this show. So it follows that his Time Lord Cyberman designs would be the campest thing that ever happened in the show. Anyway, the Master says, can you feel a new era dawning? I feel like he's about to do a number. Here's my backup singers. Like, they can all do high kicks because they're robots. Anyway, he orders one of the Cybermen to shoot another one. So it does. And it starts regenerating inside the armor and then stands up again. And he starts saying, you know, a new era is dawning for Gallifrey. And they go, for Gallifrey, for the Time Lords, for the Time Lords, and for the end of the universe itself. Oh my God, the Cybermen just repeat everything. I think when these Time Lords have been regenerated into Cybermen, they've become idiots. All they know how to do is repeat things. Oh, it's very sad. All right, next time, more of the Timeless Children and the Cyber Finale.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.